Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The British government has been telling drivers not to panic as fuel shortages hit forecourts across the country. A small number of petrol stations in the UK have closed because of a lack of deliveries. The government there is considering relaxing immigration rules to allow more truck drivers into the country, as well as bringing in the army to drive fuel tankers. We can talk now to our London correspondent, Sean Whelan. Sean, the issue here isn't a shortage of fuel, it's a shortage of drivers to deliver the fuel to the stations.
Exactly right, Brian. I mean, Britain is a North Sea oil producer. They're almost awash with the stuff. The problem is getting it from the refineries where they turn it into petrol and diesel to the garage forecourts where the motorists buy it. And the reason for that is there aren't enough truck drivers to go around. We've heard that story for quite some time now. Various sectors, particularly in food deliveries, but also in factories relying on just-in-time delivery of components, they've been feeling the squeeze for several months now, and now it has spread into the fuel sector. As you say, it's only a handful of outlets that have been affected so far. A lot of them seem to be in the southwest of England, Devon, Dorset, Isle of Wight, so it sounds like a regional problem. But the front pages of the newspapers today are full of, I guess, scare stories about fuel shortages. A couple of photographs are surfacing of small enough queues, but queues nonetheless, outside petrol stations, and ministers going on TV saying, don't panic, which of course drives some people to say it's time to panic. And just you get a feeling that things are starting to spin a bit worse out of control than the reality of the situation, which is, as I say, there's plenty of fuel in the country, but there is a shortage of drivers.
So what are they doing to try and locate and recruit more drivers?
Well, they're trying to get wages up in the sector. One of the catch cries of Brexit was, if we get rid of all these EU drivers out of the country, wages will go up because the ready availability of cheaper labour, particularly from Eastern Europe, has kept wages down. And that was an attractive argument, particularly in the general election in the so-called red wall seats, where people have been looking to get more pay into their pockets. The problem with that is it takes time. One of the COVID effects that has really been a problem here and elsewhere has been that there haven't been new drivers coming into the system because there haven't been driving tests or driving lessons going on simply because of the lockdown. And trying to catch up on that is a difficult task in its own right. They've finessed the driving test regulations here to try and get more drivers through, but still it's a slow process. The fastest fix that they could get to this would be to do what the food industry in particular have been crying out for, which is to put truck drivers onto some kind of an emergency visa regime. They don't qualify under the well-known points-based Australian-style immigration system that they've introduced over here since Brexit. They're saying there should be some arrangement done quickly. That would be the fastest fix that they could do. But it's politically highly controversial because it was the selling point of Brexit, was to get these people out of the country in the first place.
All right. Sean Whelan in London, thank you for that.